WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Governor Tony Evers visited Wausau on Tuesday to discuss affordability issues with local leaders. The roundtable at the Neighbor's Place included their director, Donna Ambrose, along with Bea Herr, the executive director of the Hmong American Center, Marathon County Supervisor Ann Lemmer, and others. They discussed their concerns about cuts to health care and local programs stemming from federal uncertainty.
We had a great conversation with several people that are really important to the Wausau area. And it was around affordability. And we talked about food sovereignty, we talked about child care, we talked about health care, and several other areas that people are seeing needs.
Evers said they're working on legislative steps to reduce costs for Wisconsinites.
We can get the legislature to do some work before they go home to run for re-election.
He said the state has funding available to make some of those steps happen, including working towards preventing property tax increases.
If there's some things we can do in the various areas, we'll be looking forward to doing that. We have anywhere between $4 and $6 billion. Not all of it is available because we have to kind of be thoughtful about that. But we do have some that is available, and hopefully some of these ideas we can solve.
Evers said despite his coming departure from the governorship, he's hoping there will be something that can be done now. He said if the state government is in a position to help, it should. Wisconsin Democrats are taking another shot at legalizing marijuana, though the plan faces some tough odds. Lawmakers introduced a bill this week that would make recreational cannabis legal for adults 21 and older and would legalize medical marijuana for those 18 and older, as well as for minors with parental consent. One of the authors said in a press release that Wisconsin is losing revenue to other states that already allow it. Republicans who control the legislature have blocked similar efforts for years. Democratic state lawmakers are proposing a constitutional amendment to solidify the right to privacy for Wisconsin residents. If adopted, the amendment to the state constitution would shift the legal burden of proof in privacy violation cases from the individual to the government. Under that adjustment, government agencies would be responsible for justifying how it had the authority to violate an individual's privacy rights, rather than the individual being required to prove that a government agency violated those privacy rights. Democratic state lawmakers are hoping the proposed constitutional amendment will gain bipartisan support. It must pass in both the state assembly and Senate in two consecutive sessions before it appears on a statewide ballot for voters to approve. Former Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan is asking a federal court to grant her an acquittal or a new trial following her felony conviction. Dugan's defense team filed the request last week, claiming she acted within the law and that jurors received inconsistent guidance during deliberations. A jury convicted Dugan of felony obstruction in December for helping a man in her courtroom evade an immigration arrest. Jurors cleared her of a separate misdemeanor charge tied to concealing someone from discovery and arrest. Dugan resigned from the bench earlier this year as the case continues through post-trial motions. Habitat for Humanity of Wausau is looking for their next partner family. The 2026 application period for Habitat Wausau's home ownership program is now open, and applications will be accepted now through March 20th. Eligible applicants include households living in substandard or inadequate housing, seeking affordable housing not to exceed 30% of their income, are willing to partner, and have the ability to repay a low-interest 30-year mortgage financed by Habitat Wausau. If you're interested in applying, Habitat Wausau recommends attending an informational meeting. The first will be held next Thursday at 6 p.m. at Habitat Wausau's office in Weston. To register, visit habitatwausau.org. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is urging drivers to give snowplows more space. According to a statement, there have been 13 incidents involving vehicles striking county snowplows. Serious incidents have occurred in Calumet, Marinette, Portage, Shawnee, Waukesha, and Wood counties. The DOT is reminding drivers to watch the road ahead, avoid distractions, and leave room to brake. Stay at least 200 feet behind a working snowplow, and if you must pass a snowplow, be careful. Check road conditions before heading out by visiting 511wi.gov or call 511. Wisconsin health officials are reporting a second case of measles. The Department of Health Services announced Monday that a student at UW-Madison tested positive for the disease. The student caught the disease during an international trip, and it is not related to a case from Waukesha last month. Anyone who was exposed to the student is being contacted by health agencies to monitor for the spread of measles. UW-Madison does not require students to be vaccinated from the measles to attend. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. The latest Marquette Law School poll shows voters in Wisconsin are clearly undecided in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race and in both party primaries for the gubernatorial election. In a presentation on Wednesday, Charles Franklin, the director of the Marquette Law School poll since 2012, said with just 6 weeks remaining until the nonpartisan ballot in April, 66% of the polled voters don't know who they will support for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice between liberal Chris Taylor and conservative Maria Lazar.
There is a small difference. Lazar is at 12% support and Taylor at 17, so a 5-point Taylor advantage, and that big 66 out to the side.
The same can be said for the gubernatorial primaries coming up in August. In the Republican primary for governor, 35% of the voters support Tom Tiffany, 2% support his challenger Andrew Mansk, and 63% are undecided. On the Democratic side, 65% of the voters polled haven't picked a candidate. Francesca Hong is the frontrunner with 11%, Mandela Barnes is close behind at 10%, and Sarah Rodriguez comes in third place with 6% of the vote. The remaining five Democratic candidates have 5% support or below.
So the point to take away from this has less to do with the individual vagaries of the race and has a lot to do with the fact that Wisconsin voters just haven't tuned in to any of this year's elections here in February.
The survey of 818 registered Wisconsin voters was conducted between February 11th and 19th. It has a margin of error of plus or minus 4.3. The Wisconsin State Assembly passed proposed legislation last week seeking to add protections for news coverage and free speech from bogus lawsuits. Civic Media's James Kelly reports.
The anti-SLAPP, or Strategic Lawsuits Against Public Participation bill, passed on a voice vote in the Assembly and now moves to the State Senate for consideration. Lawmakers say the goal of the bill is to prevent the use of costly and time-consuming litigation as a tool to limit free speech or retaliate against a news organization for their coverage. If passed into law, the anti-SLAPP bill would create a more efficient process for courts to quickly dismiss lawsuits it deems were filed to target protected speech or discourage civic participation. Such lawsuits typically do not have a legitimate legal basis, but are filed simply to punish an individual or organization by forcing them to engage in the expensive and lengthy legal process to defend themselves. The bill would also allow the prevailing parties to recover attorney fees and require a prompt hearing. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Unfortunately, school shootings happen across the country. In Madison, two people were killed at the Abundant Life Christian School in December of 2024. Now, one Northeast Wisconsin county is taking a more proactive approach in dealing with these tragic situations. Civic Media's Bob Nelson reports.
School leaders from across Fond du Lac County recently met to talk about the unthinkable. How best to pool resources for an active shooter or tragic scenario in a school setting. Ripon Schools Superintendent Ron Rivard says they'd like to train one or two people from each district to help with reunifying parents and kids during such an event.
In the midst of that, you want to be able to take care of your people and to have other professionals that are coming in that are trained to be able to help just manage all of the logistics of reunifying families and helping navigate that whole situation, I just think is a good idea.
There are nearly 60 schools across the Fond du Lac County. I'm Bob Nelson for Civic Media News.
Wisconsin could lose a seat in Congress after the 2030 census. Population estimates show faster growth in other states, especially in the South, which could shift several House seats away from the Midwest. Experts say that while Wisconsin's representation may shrink, it would still be one of the most competitive swing states in national politics. Republicans now hold 6 of Wisconsin's 8 congressional seats. Legal challenges over the state's district map are pending before Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Is brine best? A recent UW-Madison research project suggests it may be. The research led by Traffic Operations and Safety Laboratory, or TOPS Lab, shows salt brine used between 40% and 72% less salt than traditional rock salt. Salt brine is a mixture of granular salt and water used to keep roads clear before or during winter weather. Field testing evaluated operational and safety performance on parallel roads in 2 Wisconsin counties. Salt brine was applied in one direction, and the traditional granular rock salt was applied in the opposite direction. Results showed nearly equal road performance between the salt brine and the rock salt highway sections. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
The Packers preparing for the draft. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where Packers GM Brian Gutekunst says the team spoke to a number of college defensive linemen.
We had about 11 interviews last night, and hearing these guys' stories, I mean, it's always really kind of an interesting look into the person, and I enjoy that part of it.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Cavaliers at 5-serve form, 118-116. Cleveland, unable to score at the buzzer, Doc Rivers.
I think I told our team, like, we'll take the win. And I thought we played great except for a 4-minute stretch. We had a 12-point lead, turned the ball over 3 times or 2 times, and then ran a poor play, and then it's a 1-point game. You know, we kind of messed with the game in that way, but we still won.
College hoops, the Badgers losing in Oregon, 85-71. Nick Boyd just 11 points. Baseball, the Brewers, a 13-12 win over the Giants. Bryce Terang with 2 home runs, including a grand slam with 5 runs batted in. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little off and on light snow this morning, then it's going to be partly to mostly cloudy here through the rest of the day. Today, we will see a little sunshine with a high in the mid-30s. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 22. Tomorrow, sunshine, warmer, 47 for a high, and then going to get a lot colder with a little light snow into the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.